Simon Yudeis on page Pei Vav. Hachonas Hagof Litvila Umekoma Sheroy Lehispalel Sham. So we had a little interesting sugi of mezuzah that does not appear in our Chaim. But we the Kitz Shochner chapter Rhyme mezuzah. But now we go back to the laws of our Chaim. Ksivit says he coin likras elokecha Yisrael. Very important halacha of Hachona. Prepare yourself to greet Hashem Elokecha, your God Yisrael. Perush sheyichavein sheyochiv, so sheyochin es atzmoy lifnei Hashem Yisparach sheyalbish es atzmoy b'mabush sheychavoy k'sholoch l'sar. A person has to get dressed in honorable clothing when he goes to daven. K'mo sholoch lifnei sar nichbat. The person has to dress just properly, not in a Shabbos thing, but the person has to dress in a dignified way when he comes to them. It's a very important halacha. Person has to be makir, and you have to dress appropriately. Even when you daven privately, you have to put on what you would normally wear had you gone to shul. A place where the minhag is to wear a belt. Also, lispalo ad sheyachres atzmoy, until you put on your belt. I do not know if he's talking about a gartel for the svardim, but even if you're not, when in places where you wear a belt, so you wear a belt. Toiv litein stock of the matfila. It's a very good minute to give stock. People have today. It's a big
before davening.
People have today a nice new little.
Come in the middle of the davening. This episode minich by
yivarech. By yivarech, there are many places. Right, there are many different places where the minhag is money. They have now a new little Judaic item, a little stock bag. Right, yeah, a little stock bag. You fill up with quarters. You don't need quarters anymore for the meter.
Nope.
Now, because now you have credit cards. So what do you do with the quarters now? So now all the quarters going in a little zekel, a little stuck a zekel.
Credit card into the push bin.
Politicians that what? Oh, it's not a joke. I was in a shul.
Yeah, they come a guy who
credit card. They have now. I know. I part time. I work in some of these things, and I know they have
handheld
cell phone. You attach to your cell phone and you swipe it. So I was in shul and they made an appeal and said, "Rabbi Sai, the gabbai is at the door. Anyone you have a credit card? He has a credit card machine. Anyone who wants to give a donation?" Anyone that gives it is very effective. I know personally, if a shul does not have a website where I can go there
and donate,
I'll never send it a check. You send a check, this, that. It's so much easier. It's so much easier. They have the shul's a website. You go to the website and you have a credit card. It's so easy to set up. It's not a mess, such a big gadula to set up such a thing. You go there and right away you give a donation. It takes 2 minutes. This way you have to send in a check and they have to keep cheshbon what you owe you and this and that.
I call in your and give him my credit card number.
Okay, so it's a.
You give out the Aliyah cards when you come in to get your Aliyah from shul.
Yeah.
They give you an envelope.
They give you an envelope. On Shabbos, you take it home with you.
Well, I said because I had experience that I said, "Do you want it now or what?" You know?
Rabbi will say, "Spikuach nefesh." It's not a joke. During the war, Barat Sala, of Aaron Kola used to go around on Shabbos, take a taxi on Shabbos, and would tell the people, "Right now, write out your checks. Spikuach mamish, spikuach nefesh." To write out your checks on Shabbos. So it's not a joke, man. But they have now. You know, swipe your credit card in the shul on the cell phone. You can already take credit cards. So toiv litein stock akodem atfila shnemar ani b'tzedek echazeponecha. I with tzedek, with righteousness, will greet, will contemplate ponecha. So what's tzedek? Tzedek is tzedakah. A person should give tzedakah before he is mispalel. Gam yikabel kodem, gam yikabel kodem kodem kodem. It's very interesting. Before you daven, you should mekal upon yourself. You have to lerei. If there is division lamata, oz gam lamala ein his achdus. Aval his achdus begufem shalamata, unity below. Goyim is achdus udvekus nafshay sem lamala brings achdus in shemayim. The ayde zeh gam tefilos sem is achdus the tefilos combined together. The oz bihiyos tefilos sem kelulos yachad when the tefilos are together. He ritzuya lefonav yisparach shema. It's a beautiful paragraph. The writing is just amazing. The expression of language. And I put this together over here. It's fantastic, and it fits very well with what we just said in Nehemiah. Nehemiah, Rosh Hashanah, It's a day of mishloach manos le'enoch alo. Part of, you want to be matziach, the real essence of Rosh Hashanah, you're being misfal to Hashem. It's a tzfilah. And before you come to that tzfilah, you have to make sure this achdus among, we have achdus among ourselves. Gimel. Ksev shemar raglech kasher teluch lel beis elokim. Guard your feet. V'darshu, what does it mean shemar raglech? This is a very important halach. Going to the beis hakiseh. Very scary halach is what it says. So the shiurim are, you go with mincha, you don't have time, you're in a rush. He says some very, very powerful things here. The word raglech is a code, lashonaki, hainu hanikovim she'etzel haraglayim. Chazal, honestly, I was listening to a shiur yesterday, and I could not believe how explicit the darshan was in matters of whatever, different things. And like people, that's how you have to talk today. You have to be very explicit so people know what you're talking about. I don't know. That's not the way I was brought up. When I was brought up, Losh and Nikia, everything is Derech Remes, Chazal. When the Pasuk says Beis Hakiseh, it means Raglayim. They are very delicate expressions. There's a whole movement today to say words. Even the words, when I was a child, these words were never ever said. You never heard certain words said, unheard of. Today, you know this, you say this. Children know, they know more than you. I don't know. But here you see in the kids' search, Hainu V'dorshu Rabuseinu Zatzal Diraglecha, a very innocent word, the word regel, is an code for Hainu Hanekovim, the openings in a person's body, she'etzel haraglayim, ulchein tzarch livdak lifa, a person will guard his raglayim before he goes to the beis elokim. A very, very beautiful expression, telling a person that you should go to the beis hakiseh before you daven. Ulchein, therefore, tzarch livdak es atzmei, kaidim atfila, before you go to tefillah, me'ein tzarch lasa tzarachav, to be sure that you do not need to go to the beis hakiseh. V'im margish ba'atzmei, here is very important halacha, we have to be mechazik in this halacha, v'im margish ba'atzmei, especially when it comes to mincha ma'ariv, margish ba'atzmei, afilu kitzas hargosha l'tzarachav, a little bit. If it was a business meeting, it wouldn't be a big deal. But when it comes to davening, it's a different standard. Also loy lehispalo. It's also even a little hergish. Also lehispalo. That feel of b'divrei Torah. Also calls man shagufay mishukutz. The person's body is not clean. Ad sheyinake. It's asked until he cleans his body. Uvidiyavet. Let's say you did not care. Let's say you did not follow the rules. What's the halacha b'diyavet? Im ispalo kishu nitzrach l'nekavav. So here's what it says. Zachidish otzom. Im hu mishar b'yatzma shahoya yachol la'amid es atzma shir hiluch parsa. What does she hear? The work is hiluch parsa. So here is machmer in the parenthesis shav v'chaimish. Okay, an hour and a fifth. Tefilasai tefila. If you're able to, let's see the different shirim. What it means a meal. Let's just make believe we make it's an hour. Okay, he does a little bit more. If you cannot, if within an hour you would be forced to go to the beis hakiseh, then lo yotza, the davening you have not fulfilled. Right now I'm fine. I don't have to go to the beis hakiseh, but I know from experience that in about 45 minutes, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to stop and I'm going to go to the Beis Hakiseh. If that's the situation you're in right now, and you have another 45 minutes to get to that situation, you're not allowed to daven. Even though the whole davening only takes you 5-10 minutes. You're mechuyev to go to the davening, and if you don't go to the Beis Hakiseh, you have to daven the Shemoneh Esrei again. That's what he says. Are people mamash, they follow the halacha? I don't think so.
Well, a person has stomach illness where
he's... Yipater. He discussed that a little bit later on with Tfilin, so you basically potter. In the Chanami, Choyle Me'ayim. A person, Choyle Me'ayim, a stomach illness, you potter from davening. Well, or you should daven in bits and pieces. He'll discuss a little bit later on. It's a much bigger problem for Tfilin. A person is not on the Gufnaki, he's not allowed to wear Tfilin. Okay, let's see. We'll go through a few halachas, so something will become clear. So, Shir, Ahilach Paris, Shav Chamisha, Tfilasai Tfilah. If you're able to withhold yourself for an hour and a fifth, it's okay. Vimlav, if not, Afilu Bidi Evet, Im His Spalel, Tfilasai Toy Eva. An abomination. That's a very, very powerful word. That, in fact, is the most powerful word in the entire Torah. Once or Dash talk about the word Toy Eva. It's what does it say a to'eva about? about or certain things, or certain yeah, toeva. You have to daven again. Some say some disagree. If you're able, two different levels. If a person is able, let's say yochol lahamid esatzmo. You make an evaluation. I don't have to go to the bathroom for an hour and a half. I know from experience, I'm fine for an hour and a half. But I have a hergish. So, what did we learn above? L'chatchila, you should not daven. Some say, V'yesharim, no. If you have a hergish, but you assess that for an hour and a half you're fine, here he says no. You can make a lechatchila. You can daven. V'yeshayim shem yochel hamnes atzma shirpar safil lechatchila mutlul aspal v'yeshlus mechal ze imhu b'inyan sheshe ba'oid sheyif neyaves matfila. Certainly, you can rely upon this. And if you're going to go to the base, like you say now, you're going to miss a tfila. You're going to miss the zman tfila. You're going to miss it. So certainly, you can rely upon this in a situation where you know that you can be mamid yourself for an hour and a fifth. What exactly? What's the math? An hour,
72 minutes.
Okay. Fine. Let's see over here. Let's see. So why? Well, I was thinking something else. There's another zman.
Even 72 minutes.
An hour.
I don't see any connection. It's the digestive tract.
I'm getting confused. Okay. I'm thinking about the zman of tzitzak chavim. So
yeah,
where I get?
That's what's been explained.
I thought it's a very
shvach
ahead.
Yeah.
It's a din l'guf. It's a din in your year. It's a very, very shvera. I hear what you're saying. Now we talked about children in the bottom aleph and on the shem and the shonim and the halacha. The tzach lachs the spal the kasa the kasa the magin avram the lekatanim ain't tzach lachs the spal the kain mashma the gemara. However, we bring a godim heavy mishas shuvas shama the gam lekatanim tzach lachs the spal. What about children? The children have the same standard. If they would have to go to the bathroom within a short period of time and they are daven, do we tell them, you know, you made a big mistake, you have to daven again? Two different opinions. Some chinuch is like an adult. Yeah, you teach the kid right away from the get go. You got to do it again. Another say that. So I heard about Shur. He was talking about chinuch. We don't even realize. We do realize like how different chinuch when you're young. When you do something when you're young, it's different your whole life. He claims that his dealings with Balei Tshuva, the most difficult thing a ger and a Balei Tshuva has observing is muksa on Shabbos. He says the average person, it's nothing, no big deal. Shabbos, there's muksa. You're not allowed to touch this, you're not allowed to move this, you're not allowed to move this. No big deal. No one has a problem. Shabbos, it's a muksa. Balei Tshuva, I never heard this before. Balei Tshuva and gerim, muksa, it drives them crazy.
But if you learn properly all the halachos of muksa,
yeah,
it'll start driving you crazy.
Not necessarily, I don't think so. Many people are more machmir than they have to. They don't know the halachas. Everything is all. They don't move anything. They don't touch anything. And how they know the halachas? No. Why do you want to move this? You want to move this because the tzarech guvul tzarech makamay it's mutar or the other etarim. So I don't know. Yesh v'yesh. There are some people which are overly machmir because they're ignorant of the halachas. And of course, there are people, you know, they don't care. They do whatever they want. So they get into a bad habit. Bad habits die hard.
Why? Explain why that drives them crazy.
Because they're not used to it. He said, because that's the koyach of chinuch. He was illustrating the koyach of chinuch. If you're trained from your youth to do something, your whole life is different. Your whole life, it's not a big deal for us. We take it for granted because we train as children. It's muksi. Even a small little child knows. You teach small Shabbos, muksi. You see little kids, 3, 4 years old, muksa, Shabbos. They're trained from their earliest age, muksa. So it's so simple.
I would drive my son. He lives in Forest Hills. He has an heir.
Yeah.
Comes to Brooklyn.
You can't carry in the street.
No, it's not that. That doesn't drive me crazy. What drives me crazy is some people carry because they hold from an heir.
Okay, so.
And other people don't. So what drives me crazy is You either have it or you don't. In other words, in Passaic, New Jersey, no one argues with you.
No one argues.
This is an old Shiloh. You're going back.
No one argues in Tina.
You're going back 60 years. You're going back in the era of Manhattan, of Eisenstadt, of Shiloh, of Moses Chubas, 1956, to have Eisenstadt. This is... This is nothing new. There's a machlekes apoyskim. If you can make an erev in Brooklyn and Manhattan, this goes back 60, 70 years.
On the Chemi today, the Malbiyetzim,
yeah.
Story.
Right. Muksa. He was the one who was misakin, Muksa, erev. We're going to come to that. Right. We're going to come to that. Right, we're going to come to that. Okay, let's go by it. So we are over here, machlekes when it comes to this. The point is, he just goes to show how far chinuch goes, that an adult to adapt to the concept of muksa, it can drive you out of your mind. But when you train young, a whole different story. So you teach a child when they're very young, if you have to go to the bathroom, you don't let that before you go to the bathroom, it's a whole different world. On the other hand, you have to drive the kids crazy. It's the balance. You drive them crazy, you make them totally crazy. They'll totally rebel against you. Machlekes place between the Prima Godim and the Morgan Avram, how far you go in training children to daven again if they do make a mistake and they daven when they have to go to the bathroom. Dalit. Here's where you are the case. A person is 100% certain that he cannot dine with them. Lafiach passing gas. So a person has no choice. He has to let the Zman pass. He will not on that day daven bizman. He will miss his man kriyashma and he will miss his man tefillah. Begin mutar shayavas man kriyashma with tefillah mimashi spalbalay gufnaki, because you're not allowed to ta'eva. To daven to Hashem in a state where your body is not clean and waste is coming out of the body in some form, whether it's gas or whether your body is uncomfortable and you have to rush to Besakisei, that is a to'eva, and you're not allowed to daven, lo yotza, so you have no choice, you're potter. Oynis rachmana patre, you'll wait until the zman pass. Vimavar zman tefillah, and if the zman tefillah pass, so no, onesu, so what are you supposed to do? You're an onesu. U'mashal nachakach, l'kalamon simul chafedin, then you have no choice but to daven a double mincha, which is a sugi to itself in simul chafalv. V'yim yir lo sh'yoch alam al'atzma b'shas kriya shma. Here's your case. Let's say a person is going to miss his man kriya shma. So if at least the person can control himself, he's not well, but at least for this few moments he's clean, he has moments, good moments for this man kriya shma. Yeniach tefillin bein aboicher b'yamo yishol b'yavo l'kriya shma u'mevorech aleim, so you should put on the tefillin between aboicher, after you finish the bracha aboicher b'yamo yishol b'yavo, before you say kriya shma, put on the tefillin u'mevorech aleim. You're allowed to make the bracha of tefillin in the middle of birchas kriya shma, and then you say kriya shma, and then you take off your tefillin. That is the halacha. What?
If he has stomach problems,
yes.
He knows, he doesn't know what is, but he feels he can go just to say kriya shma. Can you put the tefillin on?
Yes, that's what he's saying. You should.
You're not davening the.
No. So then just say Kriya Shema and Davin Shimon Esrei. If you can't say Birchas Kriya, if a person comes late, Mikra Adin, you just Davin the Tzibur Shimon Esrei. We're in a routine. You know, you would never daven Shemona Esrei unless you first say Birchas Kriya Shema. So if you miss the minion, so you'll go another minion. We live in a whole different frame of mind. But in Ikar Hadin, you can say Kriya Shema, and you can say Shemona Esrei, even Shemona Esrei, without the brachos. You're missing out. I mean, Semech Gul L'Tzila. You're missing out on all these different milas. But in Ikar Hadin, if a person is not well, and he only can daven a certain number of things, so the Ikar is Kriya Shema and to daven Shemona Esrei. Women. Many women, not all women, daven the entire davening. Some women will just daven a Shemona Esrei. They'll say Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. Especially when they have little children, they can't. They don't have time. They don't have time. So so the person that's not well does not have a gufnaki. That's what's saying over here. You should just put on the tefillin for Kriya Shema and make a bracha and say Kriya Shema. All, of course, depending on what the situation is. Hey, Sarach Lichayt, Sosyadu B'mayim Ha'arpek. No halach. A person has to wash his hands until the parak. The parak means until the joint, until where your watch is. You'll notice. No, try this. I want you to notice. When you wash your hands, you will notice that this part of the hand almost never gets sweat. Try, it's amazing. So I never noticed until someone told this to me not so long ago. I go wash, right? Pick up the coat, wash. Pick up your hand after you finish washing. You will notice this part does not get wet. It's dry as can possibly be. That's shalai kedin. It's shalai kedin. Yet when you wash, you have to wash lichatchila until the perek. Okay, until the wrist. That means the entire hand has to get wet. It's very hard. It's really, you have to train yourself when you wash your hand to wash it in a way to move the hand and make sure this part gets wet. Okay, take notice next time you wash.
Maybe that's why, I mean, you have to see them. Some people have admitted, day after day,
you make pick up the brush,
so you
there, they
pick up so you there, maybe because if you pick up your hand,
what will go down?
Outside.
Okay, your shirt will wet also.
I always have to be there when I pick up my hands.
Right?
My father taught me that.
Yeah, right.
Maybe okay. Bidyevin, if you just wash your fingers, it's also good. We know that. Bidyevin, you wash just the fingers until the knuckles, it's good. On Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, that's what we do. Lechatchila, just wash until the knuckles. So we're samech on that. No one's coming to complain. No one's coming to Mikatrik. But lechatchila, everyone agrees, Baruch Hashem, there's not a shortage of water. Baruch Hashem, we're very, very fortunate. Even though the word bill goes higher and higher and higher. Le'ela, le'ela. But, lechatchila, we waste water and other things, so at least we should use the water for washing the hands until the wrists. Until the wrists cut matila. Before we dive, so even though a person already washes hands in the morning, if a person touches them that's not clean, a person has some I don't know what the word mul means, some sweat. There is some collection of sweat. A person scratched his head. Let's say a person, for whatever reason, he did not wash his hands in the morning until the perek, he was in a rush. There's a very nice thing to do. You see people that miser and they say that they come to shul before they will daven mincha, before they will daven ma'ariv, before they will daven shachris. When they come to the Beis HaKnesses, the first thing that they do is they wash their hands. That's a very beautiful minhag. It's not a stam chumra. It's a halacha. Unfortunately, most of us are not nizer in this. Most of us, you come to Mincha Ma'ariv, you don't wash your hands. You come to even Shacharis. You walk in the street. Okay, you're walking from your home. Okay, so maybe you'll say that in time from you walk from your home until you come to shul. It's such a short period of time for Shacharis. You can be certain that your hands are 100% clean. You do not touch a part that's dirty. But that's not necessarily so. And therefore, there's no question that it's very, very chashuv minhag for a person to wash his hands before he begins to daven. It totally changes the whole mindset of the davening. If you don't have water, look what he says, you have to go and search for water. You have to walk even 4 milim. 4 milim takes you a significant amount of time to walk. Or to walk backwards, mil. Let's say if you're going to search for water, you're going to miss mantfil, then bidyeved menaka yedavitsar oy ba'ofar, so you can rub your hands on the table, on a pebble or on earth, I will call me diminke, anything which cleans, so mispalo. The seventh is a pasuk. How do we know this halacha? Erchatz binikion kapai. I will wash with cleanliness my hands. So the Gemara makes a drash. The word erchatz is a reserved word. It was a computer term, right? We have computer programs. So the word erchatz always is used in connection with water. Rechitza means water. But the pasuk does not say erchatz kapi. I will wash my hands, kapai. It says erchatz binikion. I will wash with cleanliness my hands. So from the extra word b'nikyan, we learn that if you don't have erchatz, you cannot fulfill washing with water. B'diyevan, you can fulfill washing with anything which brings cleanliness. Purell. Or rubbing your hands against purell is probably even better. Right, that kills all the bacteria. Water doesn't kill the bacteria, but l'chatchila you need water. Water, that's what Chazal wanted. Water, and then if you don't have water, then you can use anything else which cleans the hands. Echatz b'mayim nefsher. If not, you can call me the demand. Next, v'im rachatz yodah b'bayik k'roi. Let's say you wash your hands in the morning properly. You wash negelvaser. The aim yodu aloish nisach lo yodah b'ezeh dover. And as far as you know, you're good to go. You come to the Beis HaKnesses, and as far as you know, you did not scratch your head. You did not touch any part of the body with your sweat. We call Mokoyim, however, Kevin Shesiach Daitoy Beintayim, since you're not paying full attention, Dafil Lomad Beintayim, even if you were involved in learning Torah, which you're not allowed to touch parts of your body learning Torah which are not clean, so you have a right to assume everything is okay, it doesn't matter. We have to assume that since you're not paying attention, Gamkein, Havei, hesach adas v'tzarech gam kein lirchot l'rochsam b'mayim l'tzach tefila. You are mechuyev to wash your hands before you daven. Ach b'ze ein tzach l'asach ha'mayim davka. But if you, it's only a safek, you're not 100% sure, you do not need to go and search for water. Shem ein lo yimayim mizuman, if water is not prepared, u'be'im yachsalim, if you're going to spend time looking for water, you're going to miss his man tefila. Yavar yachar tefila, yachar tefila tzibor, and you're going to miss the tzibor. Then in that case, you can be leaning low yachsalim, you don't have to go look for water. El menak yedo b'vitzror b'ofar v'chomi d'minki u'mispal lima tzibor. Zayin yishtadel v'yisamitz l'spal lima tzibor. It's a very, it's a dover choshev to daven b'tzibor. T'chsev ani tefilasi l'cha Hashem eisrotzayin emosai eisrotzayin. When is it called an eisrotzayin? When the tzibor is davening. B'shor, there's a time when it's rotzayin and there's a time when it's not rotzayin. How can you say that? If a person davens b'yichidus, you can daven the entire day. There's no difference between now and later. Since the pasuk indicates that there's an ace, that there's a set time when it's rotzayin, there's a set time when it's not rotzayin, so the drush is, when you have a group of people davening together, that's the ace rotzayin. B'shor shatzibu mispal m'chsiv, it says the pasuk chayim Hashem, b'ace rotzayin, ani sicha, the time of rotzayin, I will answer you. Enik l'shbaruchu mo'is, b'tfilo shel, Hashem does not reject the tfilo shel raden, b'afilo yesh bohem choytim. Even if there are sinners, the chsiv it says, kel kabir. Kel means a god, kabir, what is kabir? Kabir means rabin. A kel, Hashem, kabir. When there is a tzibur, there's a rabim, lo yimas, Hashem does not reject. Uchsin says in the pasuk, pado b'shom navshi mikravli, Hashem will redeem my neshama, will peace my soul from those that are coming in close, those that are coming to get me, coming close to get me. Why? He berabim hoyu imadi, because there was a tzibur together with me. Okay, let's go back to the base in the previous page on the bottom. The shem shemalocha toch leuchot tefila b'mayim dalka matfila ayin b'shalsu shuvas ayin yitzchak v'agoy mi kavna kavna the ear shnase takon deinu rasham anashim l'tvol b'mekor. This is an interesting question. She's going off the topic. Very interesting question. The ein rasham anashim l'tvol b'mekor b'mneish the anashim sh'anuno sh'asharnois. You have one mikvah in the city. Okay, today, Baruch Hashem, there's a plethora of men's mikvahs. Mikvahs only for men. So many men, Baruch Hashem, very nizer today. Tzvilah, they go on Friday. It's a very big baruch in this neighborhood. A lot of people go on Friday. The mikvahs are packed on Friday afternoon. So let's say they have a mikvah, and there's only one mikvah, and that mikvah is used for men and for women. So the women protest, we will not use the mikvah because the men are ruining it. The men use the mikvah, then I'm a chuyv to go to mikvah. Men only go to mikvah for chumrah, tzilas ezra, or they go because tahara on Friday, taisus kedusha. It's not an ikar hadin. I mean, women, it's a daraisa. A woman going to mikvah, it's a serious business, a din daraisa. So the women say it's not fair. The men are using the mikvah, they're abusing the mikvah, and the mikvah is filthy dirty. And therefore, we were not going to use the mikvah until the men stop using the mikvah. This was the fight. The men say, you know, we want to use the mikvah also. Tahara, we also want the mikvah. So who wins? Do the women have a right to insist that the men should not use the mikvah because of cleanliness purposes? The Irish nas takana the neir takana. So such as they went so far to make a takana. The ain nor rishab anashim l'tvol b'mikvah b'neir danashim shananois. The delicate women ainem roitzim l'tvol mishum likius. Helosham the hagam. So the goin from Kovna paskin the gam edina the shochnoch b'tzvila b'batla. Wait, the Medina the Shulchan Aruch, but Lua Latvilas Keri. There's no chiyah for a man to go to mikvah meikar hadin for Tilas Ezra. Im kol zed nevertheless ha'idna to kama anoshim kiblu aleim l'chayva. Many men do this; it's their custom. Havi kineder, unbelievable because of what he's paskening, the mind of a posek. It's like a neder; they do it often, so it's a neder. The Ein Rashoim Levatel, the Tzibur has no right to enact such a takana. Ulechein in mamish be'atakana ayin sham. The Kovn Rav Paskin that the takana of this city is shloi kedin. The men have a right to use the mikveh as well. It's a problem. There are many problems in life. You got to find the solution to the problem. No one's denying that. But this is not a solution. The solution to deny the men using the mikvah, only reserved for the women, so it should be cleaner than it ordinarily would be, is not a solution to the problem. What is the solution? I don't know.
Get somebody to clean it.
Oh, who's going to give you $10 million to build another mikvah? That's not going to be a solution either. $10 million to make what?
Somebody
clean the mikvah.
I guess so. I guess so.
Why is this, how does he equate this with another?
Because if you do something often, that's the halach. If you do something often, it automatically becomes a net. That's what we say in the Hataras Tadarim. I'm mevatel mikan laba, anything that I do more than three times, it's part of the nusach, the exact expression, and I forgot to say, if you do something more than three times, it becomes a net. Let's say, for example, you want to change your minhag, svira. Let's say your custom is not to go, not to listen to music, not to shave the first sefirah. And this year you want to change the minhag. Be'ikar hadin, it's advisable that you should be matir neder. You should sit down with three people and you should be matir neder. I just read last night a story from the Chazar Nish. There was a Talmud Chacham came to the Chazar and says he has a problem, he wants to be matir neder. So there's no problem, just get another person, go to the street, get another person. So he went, he brought in a person and they sat down. And the Chazanish was mati. They read the Hataras Tadar. After it was over, the Chazanish told the person, what we did was no good. It was no good. Because the person you brought, you just went out to the street, you got just someone who passed by. He doesn't know the halachas. He doesn't know the halachas. He doesn't really appreciate what we're doing. We really need to be matinated seriously. This is not, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. It's a lightweight. It's a lightweight Hataras Nadar. But I'm all, every so often you have situations in life where it's a heavyweight. Where you got to really do it kedin. It's a serious matter. So the situation the Chazan Ish was dealing with was a serious matter. And he was very disappointed that the person that needed the help, he just took a guy off the street who didn't know anything about the laws of Hataras Nadar, Dimat Neder. So he said to the Chazan Ish, why didn't you tell me? I didn't want to embarrass him. You brought the person in to not the neder. What am I going to say? He's an Amoretz. I don't want him. So they went through the whole thing. They sat down and they read the whole Hataras Nadar. It must have taken 10 minutes, 15 minutes in order not to embarrass the person. And after the person left, he says, now let's do it again. Get someone else who knows the halacha. And it was kedai to waste 15 minutes not to embarrass him. Godless. He did the whole thing. It was a serious time. Today, Erev Hashanah, we don't take it very seriously. And the Pesachim say you don't have to take it so seriously. It's not such a heavy duty Hataras Nadarim. It's a minhag Hataras Nadarim. Whatever, we do it the best that we can. But that was a different situation. Okay, let's just do one more. Okay, it's already 32 minutes, so we'll stop here. We'll take a break.